This episode is sponsored by Follow Up Boss, one of the leading CRMs, client relationship managers for residential real estate. Tons of top producing agents and some of the fastest growing teams out there are using Follow Up Boss to increase lead conversion, eliminate busy work that you're not doing anyway, and frankly, deliver a higher class experience in real estate to everybody who chooses you as their realtor of choice. So if you're going to keep listening to this, which I know you will, there's more information and a personal review of Follow Up Boss. For more information, go to followupboss.com/crazy. Hello, friends. Lee Brown here with One Community Real Estate with a really specific answer to a really specific question that I got. Hey, Lee, I'm a buyer's agent in a multiple offer situation. I don't want to violate fair housing. So what are great questions I can ask of a listing agent to help my clients win this property? Now, if you want to know the backstory on where that question came from, there's a lot of conversation about these buyer love letters in the business, and you may have seen my video, which we'll link here, about how many of them are a straight-up violation of fair housing. Well, this realtor is not cool with violating fair housing, and many of the professionals that I know in the business are fully dedicated to being the best advocate ever for every neighbor in their communities. So what do? We help each other get better and get stronger. And by the way, if you're a buyer or seller watching this, it's always a good idea to ask your realtor of choice how committed they are to protecting fair housing and to being the most ethical and competent realtor possible. So in the market currently, we are seeing multiple offers, and this is regardless of which zip code you're in. They're all over the place. It's been happening for some several months and has a lot to do with our level of supply that's just not moving and demand that keeps increasing as the millennials finally buy their first houses and baby boomers downsize. So many reasons for the demand. We're grateful in real estate, but it also means we have to be on our toes. So here are the questions, my buyer agent friend, you could ask of a listing agent. Number one, call the listing agent on the phone, look at the real phone call, and say, what matters to your seller? There are different priorities for different people. Not every seller is totally focused on the tippy-top best dollar. Many are, but for some home sellers, the time frame matters more, as in how quickly can this house go away? Because perhaps they're relocating, or somebody has passed away and the estate is closing, or maybe they're just tired of keeping the house clean and don't want to fool with any more showings. If I, the listing agent, could answer that for you, it will help the buyer agent craft a stronger offer, because offers don't have to include fair housing violations when they are built on great terms and conditions. Okay, so I told y'all that I would do a review of Follow Up Boss, you know, because I'm your friend in real estate, and I did. Now, you know, there's a Blue Million CRM out there. I mean, if you go to any Facebook group, every realtor's like, which one should I use? Which one should I use? And you know that these CRM, which are client relationship managers or customer relationship manager, whatever you want to call it, it's truly a system that's just designed to help you know what to do next, because you're very busy and you're a multitasker in real estate. And with all those different tasks and balls up in the air, you need something to help you stay on track. And that's what Follow Up Boss does. Now, when you save a name and a phone number in there, that is basically a Rolodex. Follow Up Boss is going to take the names and phone numbers and also help you know what to do next, so you can maintain these relationships with your neighbors, because that's what this is about. Real estate is not about serving just prospects and clients. It's about taking great care of your neighbors' needs in real estate. And if you'll use a tool like Follow Up Boss, where they remember you, oh, they might even call you when they're ready to buy or sell again, or when their mom and daddy do, or their best friend or their kid, and you want to be top of mind. That's what a product like Follow Up Boss will do for you. Truly, it's going to change your business when you start paying better attention to people. They don't have to know you use Follow Up Boss, but they'll totally understand that they are being heard by you. So now there's a free trial for my people because you're loved. Go to followupboss.com/crazy. No credit card is required. And frankly, because you're my people and we made an ask for you, Follow Up Boss said, yes, yeah, so you get double the free trial. That's actually enough time to log in, put some pieces in it, and watch it change your business as it has for so many realtors and teams nationwide. Again, go to followupboss.com/crazy to start your free trial today. The second question to ask me, the listing agent, what does your seller expect in the way of deposits? Now, this can be a huge game changer, friends. In North Carolina, we have two deposits. There's the due diligence deposit, which is non-refundable to the buyer, and the earnest money deposit, which sits in a trust account and holds the buyer's good faith money towards closing. A home seller would be very interested in knowing how serious the buyer is when they're looking at a collection of offers. And frankly, the deposit money is going to tell that story. Now, here's the asterisk for you. If you're the buyer agent and you're representing a veteran or a first-time buyer, perhaps using FHA financing or some down payment assistance program, to that buyer, $1,000 might be everything they have in the world, which could be a story I could tell to my seller, as opposed to the buyer who's got $25,000 and would walk away from it. It's not always the absolute dollar. It's what it means to your buyer, which is something my seller should consider. The third thing I would like to hear from you as a buyer agent, you buyer agents, ask your listing agents, do you need any help from me in this process? Oh, what an interesting question to ask. Many agents are burned out right now and exhausted because the markets have been so busy. Not every agent has a team or an assistant or a broker who's able to pitch in and help with detail work. If I, the listing agent, know that you, the buyer agent, are organized and systematic and that you're committed to responding to emails, texts, and phone calls so that we can button down details and help our buyers and sellers move forward, that's going to give me an immense amount of peace, knowing that I'm dealing with a professional on the other side who understands the demands of full-time real estate. That's just three of the questions. There's so much more you can ask if you get into the space of being into curiosity and out of judgment. And when we as realtors know how to communicate the best needs of our clients without violating fair housing, we have an opportunity to help build generational wealth for our clients, build financial stability, and protect and preserve property rights the whole way through the process. If this helped you, leave me a thumbs up and a nice comment. If you have other suggestions and techniques, leave those in the comments as well. Subscribe for more and make sure that you tune in because I'll do everything I can to help you make real estate better. I'll see you next time. Okay, now don't forget to go try Follow Up Boss so that your business can continue to expand in professionalism and then you can meet some more crazy people yourself. I really appreciate Follow Up Boss sponsoring this episode, but mainly I appreciate them for giving y'all double the free trial time with no credit card required. So make sure you go to followupboss.com/crazy and then let me know what you think. I'll see you guys next time.